Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's be honest. Outside of me, there weren't any people saying the Steelers are going to win. So Donnie was not alone in saying yesterday was going to be a Steelers loss. Now, maybe
Some guy named Mugwamp in the YouTube comments kept calling me an idiot for not thinking that the Steelers would win.
Okay, congratulations, so Mugwamp. We're on the same side here. All right, Donnie used very colorful language in saying they were going to get bludgeoned. That obviously didn't happen. The Steelers were the ones who were doing the bludgeoning, who had the nightsticks out and were beating repeatedly Jonathan Taylor, Daniel Jones, the Colts offensive line in route to a huge win. I feel comfortable saying huge win. I think that some Steelers fans, I would call them, after these games, have a weird way of moving goalposts. And I wonder if we're going to hear that from our listeners today, and if I'm going to hear that from either one of you two guys. I don't think I'm going to hear it from Donnie, just based on some of the social media stuff I've seen from him. I can't tell yet, Chris, if I'm going to hear it from you, but it is interesting how these games get processed by not like Steelers haters, you know, Ravens fans or people like that, like even people within the fan base. I pride myself on being kind of outside the box and maybe thinking differently than people, but I'm still, after a game like that, kind of shocked by how many people are like, yeah, wasn't that impressive, wasn't that good of a win. The Colts lost the game. The Steelers didn't win it. Daniel Jones realized he was Daniel Jones again. Here's one. Here's somebody. I'll actually not make a straw man. Here's a tweet from someone who works in Pittsburgh sports media. His name is Alex Stumpf. Do you guys know Alex?
Covers the
I
Pirates.
Like Alex. I think he's a nice man. I sound like Starkey. I was just going to say that. I think he's, every time I've met him, he's been super cool. I think I met him once. So that one time we had together, he was
batting 1,000.
Extremely cordial.
That'll get you to the Hall of Fame.
Alex Stumpf, yeah, this game did nothing to improve my optimism for the rest of the year. This is the line that wants me to reach into the computer and shake him like Adam Sandler did to the kid with the fat face in Billy Madison. Defense is still completely reliant on turnovers and splash plays that the league's best teams won't commit. Alex, they faced a 7-1 team yesterday that was averaging points at a clip that was on par with the 2007 Patriots. If you can't say, oh, yeah, well, if they play the Chiefs, who, by the way, lost to the Bills, if they play the Lions, who, by the way, lost to the Vikings, if they play the Packers again, who, by the way, lost to the Panthers, they'll never be able to do that. Like, completely reliant on turnovers and splash plays. So if they had forced punts, you'd feel better about this game. It's actually, you get demerits for forcing fumbles and interceptions in this warped world. I don't get that. Are you ready to take up arms for him on this, Malzi? This is not like the Patriots game where they went there and you said, that's never going to happen again. They got lucky. And then you did the ridiculous thing of saying, well, I think the Jets are better than the Patriots. You're not going to do the thing now where you say the Colts are actually like the 20th best team in the NFL, are you? Are listeners going to do that? 412-928-9370. That's why we have intern Jack here to answer phone lines. Go ahead.
I guess I'll be making a bit of a stump speech here.
No. Come on, man.
I thought it was a better performance for sure than the one they turned in against the Patriots because that game was nip and tuck score-wise throughout, and they really, I mean, you want to talk about hitting the off switch on offense for a lengthy period of time, they did, and then they got the one drive when they needed it. This was, like a lot of NFL games, one where the Steelers on the scoreboard and in terms of like tangible feel, you know, they're up 24-7, man. They're up 27-10 at one point. That's like, that's in total control. That's three scores with like 8.5 minutes left. And then the game's a one score game and they've got to recover a pair of onside kicks or whatever. So it was a way better performance. You'll recall I sort of denigrated a little bit the Patriots game because of fumble recovery luck.
Yes.
When you force interceptions, when you're getting your hand on the ball, jumping up and batting passes down consistently, when Peyton Wilson is just like apparently hiding or invisible and makes a clean pick because he drops into the right spot of a zone, stuff like that. Porter even late in the game makes a play on the ball. No, I'm not gonna dog you. But when I watch the Steelers play, regardless of who they're playing against, I try to evaluate the game, as I'm sure most people do who fancy themselves like somewhat intelligent viewers, and I say, is this sustainable long-term? Is this the transferable way to win? And I don't think forcing six turnovers is something you can count on. It's Mike Tomlin's preferred way. Let's make splash plays. Let's get home. But you saw how vulnerable they are the last 2 weeks before this game.
Yeah.
And full marks to winning it. The game is like a very needed tourniquet on what was starting to spiral out of control.
Yes.
But you saw how it can look if they don't get home and get those turnovers, man.
Okay, but in this game, it was not, oh, here's New England marching the ball up and down the field. Here comes another Steelers stop at the goal line.
No, that's why I said it was better for them. They were forcing the action. It wasn't just Ramondre Stevenson covers the ball in mayonnaise before he goes out
there. Stump says at the end of this tweet, it's a win that will get them to 9-8, 10-7, no further. I didn't leave that game thinking, well, this is just...
I don't fully agree. I don't agree with his perspective there for this reason. Much like I think that the defensive performance yesterday is not sustainable because it's built on a +5 turnover margin or whatever. Plus four, whatever it was. And it's six turnovers forced. And you're not going to be that good all the time forcing turnovers.
Yep.
I genuinely don't think their offense will be that bad all the time, which is different. Like, if it was your classic Steelers team who had shown me absolutely nothing of substance offensively for the whole year, different story. But we've seen them actually show that they can put points on the board with semi-regularity. They're like top half of the league right now, almost top third of the league. I do think, though, people whose initial inclination is, great win, desperately needed win, both true.
Yeah.
And then the next thought they have is, can't rely on doing it this way every week. I'm with that. I'm totally with that. You can't. You cannot count on this. Turnovers are not transferable week to week, season to season, everything else. They're just not. Because if they were, you'd have forced Joe Flacco, who's not having close to the season Daniel Jones was coming into this game, you'd have forced him into two or three.
I know, but like when you say that for this game in particular, they were not. It was not an opportunistic defense. It was a dominant defense that, like, the payoff was they took the ball away. The game against New England, it was, the Patriots are moving the ball, May looks good, and here comes, like, one play out of 15 where the Patriots screwed up or the Steelers made a play, and they got the ball. And that took points off the board for New England. This was Jonathan Taylor did nothing. Their offensive line, which was perceived as great, got pushed around. Daniel Jones panicked and made bad decisions because he was under duress. These are like, this is not your this is the same old Steelers where Mike Tomlin, a couple times a year, he's got a rabbit's foot in his pocket and they get five or six turnovers. It was a complete defensive annihilation of the Colts.
I thought it was the inverse of the Green Bay game, essentially, is what I felt like. It wasn't a defensive annihilation. It was this. Rare, for me at least, we both watch a ton of NFL games. You know, we see the momentum swings and we understand why, like, the Colts are only a 3-point favorite because anything can happen.
Yeah.
It was a game, and I've rarely seen this year, that seemed to truly turn permanently on one play. Like, we're going to do PM team plays of the game here, but I'm going to give away the ghost a little bit.
Yeah.
The Colts went 13 plays, 79 yards, kept converting on fourth down, made it look easy. The Colts faked a punt, got it, had the Steelers again on their heels, and I was starting to think old Mr. Bludgeoning in there was going to be exactly right. TJ Watt strip sacked Daniel Jones, and you can really draw a big line and permanent marker and say, this game was one thing before that play.
Yeah.
And became one thing after that play. I mean, that's how I view it.
We're going to have a separate conversation about the offense, but I just think you are trying too hard if you want to put an asterisk or a caveat next to their defensive performance.
But I'm not putting an asterisk next to it. I'm saying some of that defensive dominance, forcing, like getting sacks, right?
Yes.
How many sacks ended up in fumbles? Three? Three strip sacks?
Watt.
Highsmith and Herbig, or no?
No, and then he threw three interceptions, and then there was
the downs special. Yes, so Danny, you want to talk about a guy just chewing his gum happily? There was that. Okay,
but that's not fumble. It's not fumble luck when the guy literally rips the ball away from the quarterback.
Tony,
yes,
you're not going to though turn two sacks into two fumbles all the time, and most I think maybe most transferably, and the reason why I would not count on this kind of game, and sometimes I think Mike counts on it too much, like them getting these turnovers. You're just not going to have a quarterback crap down his leg every week like that after the first turnover goes against him.
Okay, did he come into the game with a sensitive stomach, or did the Steelers give him one? I would say they gave him one because he went right down the field on the opening drive and was fine.
They gave him one, and that's why I'm giving them credit for doing all this and wrecking the game.
Yeah.
I don't think every quarterback in the league is going to react that way.
And I don't either, but the point is now we know they're capable of it. Capable versus rely. Of course you can't rely on six turnovers every week. They haven't done it since 2010, but they're capable against the best offense in the league of putting this kind of defensive showing out there. Donnie and you and other people weren't sure they could have this kind of defensive performance against, insert the worst offense in the NFL. I mean, that's how the morale was that low. So when they go out and it's a complete belt-to-ass game, I don't know how Alex Stumpf or any Steelers fan, unless they're really in the mood to want to like tear this team down, which that's your prerogative as a fan, I guess. I don't see how this defensive performance deserves like any kind of scrutiny whatsoever. It's one of the best they've had in years. Yes, I don't think it's going to happen next week against the Chargers. It probably won't happen again for another 10 years. But that doesn't mean like, well, they're destined to go 9-8 because this is only going to happen once a year.
Let me crystallize this. Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Does this game have you thinking they're going to win the division again?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
No, I'm not going to go there, but here's what I'll say about how I feel about the Steelers now moving forward. Yesterday felt to me like the gravitational force of 500 in the NFL pulled everybody back to it. Mm-hmm. The Colts look like crap. The Chiefs got beat. The Lions lost at home to J.J. McCarthy. The Packers got beat by Rico Dowdle in Carolina. I think it's pretty obvious at this very second, there's no great team in the NFL. Mm-hmm. The Steelers are not great. I don't think anyone else
really
is.
Steelers also randomly somehow now own tiebreakers head-to-head over two division leaders
right.
in the AFC.
They've beaten two 7-2 teams.
Which is absolutely bananas that they are one Denver loss away. And one more New England and Colts loss away from, if they win two somehow in a row, being the number one seed.
It just boggles my mind that you can say it did nothing to improve your optimism. I'm not saying it had to improve your optimism by leaps and bounds, or you go from saying this team blows ass to saying this team's going to win the Super Bowl. But to say you don't feel any better about them after this game. What? Not even 1% better. That's what he said.
All right, this isn't the Alex Stumpf show.
I know, but... This clearly is not a straw man now, because you're someone in the media who's rolling their eyes at this game. So it made me think he's probably not alone in that. That there might still be Steelers fans out there that watch this game and they're like, yeah, whatever. And I'm saying this to me is not a yeah, whatever game. It was an A++ defensive effort. And I see no reason to play like the turnover game of, well, they forced six turnovers. The defense really isn't that good. Donnie, you want to put your 2 cents in here, please?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you come away from that game and not give credit to the defense and at least feel a little bit better. I think
because you kind of subtweeted people like this last night. I saw your tweet. I think it was referring to people that were having this reaction to the game.
I think you're grasping at straws to come away from that and not be impressed what they did to the Colts. And then the immediate drawback is, well, the Colts didn't play anybody. We all knew they were bad. No,
or it's
you
the
didn't.
Daniel Jones
no,
card. Daniel yeah. Jones stinks now. They did it against Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones blows.
I mean, and I know it might be easier for me to now jump on this side because I thought they were going to get their asses kicked, and I'm the one that looks like the idiot today, and that's fine. But what you watched yesterday was a dominant performance outside of the first quarter, and people want to jump on what they gave up in garbage time with a few minutes to go. That was a 27-10 football
game. Does it bother you finished as a one-possession game, Chris?
It clearly bothers people.
I asked Chris. It doesn't really bother me at all.
No, it doesn't. I said at the outset of the show, it felt like one of those many times you'll see an NFL game. I mean, I'm mad that Roman Wilson tried to go high hurdling late in the game. But
again, we'll get to offensive stuff.
But they were in complete control of that game, and at no point did I actually think, even though I am as pessimistic as it gets, that they were actually going to lose the game.
It was a 27-10 football game, and then some garbage time points get put up in the final few minutes when half the stadium was already gone celebrating.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.